This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
But you know what's also exciting? Is we have another guest on the line. We are speaking now to Jeff Fielner. Jeff is Australia's first openly out gay Australian commercial radio newsreader.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Trailblazer.
Welcome, Jeff.
Good evening, Rach and Dean. Oh, my God.
You got a round of applause.
Well, was that Jack organising that?
It was.
We have about 300 people sitting in here just waiting to clap.
Oh, my God. What an organised radio show. I tell you what, when I'm down in Melbourne, I love Joy FM. I wish we could, bring it back to Sydney.
Well, you can listen online.
I just love everything you guys do.
Now, Jeff, just to explain, so people who may not realise who you are, but you did the Kyle and Jackie O show for many years.
Yeah. Okay, well, I worked at Today FM for 19 years. I did 10 years with Kyle and Jackie O and 5 years with Hamish and Andy. But I was kind of part of the Kyle and Jackie O show. For those down in Melbourne that obviously don't know who I am, they made me the third member of the show. So quite often during subjects, Kyle or Jackie would bring me in and say, "What do you think, Jeff?" And we would talk about what we did on weekends. Kyle would talk about what he did with his girlfriend. And Jackie would talk about what he did with his husband. And then they said, "Well, Jeff, what did you and Jason do?" And it was just like a natural conversation. Mm. But then one Sunday in one of the newspapers here, it's like Australia's first openly gay newsreader. And I thought, oh, my God, I was just being me. But there was a big song and dance made about it. And, you know, I didn't mind it because it was 2004 when I first worked with them. And it kind of got the message out there that we're just like everyone else. You know, sometimes Kyle would say, "So did you guys go out and have a big weekend?" And I said, "No, actually, we sat home, drank red wine, and watched 4 weddings and a funeral."
Oh, that's marvelous.
But the big thing was, as you alluded to, was that we, I don't know actually if you did allude to it, but we managed to have a wedding ceremony on the Kyle and Jackie O show, which went nationwide.
You got married illegally.
Illegally, yeah. Mm. Plus, it was also broadcast on Channel 7 on the Sunrise show. But there was one thing that we insisted on, and that was that we called it Sydney's first illegal gay wedding. The reason being, I didn't want people to think that, you know, hey, this is easy, gay people can just get married. Yeah. So that's really why we did it.
And that was 11 years ago.
Correct.
And it's still illegal.
It's still illegal.
I know.
It's funny, one of my best friends, Alex Greenwich, now he's the member for Sydney up here, and he also was one of the catalysts for marriage equality. He says he can remember that morning that Jason and I got married really well, and a lot of people actually still to this day say, you know, they pulled over on the side of the road and they were late for work because they were listening to it.
Wow.
And I'm very proud of that. I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I'm just proud of the fact that we were lucky enough to have the platform to be able to do something like that and raise awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's very frustrating. I mean, I've literally, what have we had? We had John Howard saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. We then had, I'm just trying to go through this. We then had, who was the Prime Minister after that? Was it, Rudd, Kevin Rudd, who was staunchly opposed to gay marriage. I remember asking him on air why, and he said, "Well, it's just the way it is." Then we had Julia Gillard, who said she was a traditionalist and she believed marriage was between a man and a woman. Again, I asked her on air on the Kyle and Jackie O show why, and she said because she's a traditionalist and although she's not a Christian, she reads the Bible. I thought, okay. So then we had, hang on, was it Tony? No, back to Kevin Rudd.
Oh, yes.
Who still was opposed to gay marriage. Then we had Tony Abbott, who also was opposed to gay marriage.
It's a string of them.
Then we had Malcolm Turnbull, who was in favour and was going to change the laws. It's now 2017 and nothing's changed.
No.
So I get angry. But I'm an optimist, but I'm also very frustrated. I don't think it's particularly, you know, it's very hard for people. Like Jason and I have been together 22 years.
Wow.
Now, I've got friends that have been, you know, in their 60s and 70s. You know, I'm 53, but I've got friends in their 60s and 70s. Time's not on their side. And I don't say that in a morbid way. I just say that out of you know, like, let's have some respect. Let's get this happening now, not tomorrow, you know, not tomorrow, not in a year's time. Let's do it now, for God's sake.
Yeah, we had.
I get angry. I get passionate.
No, Australian marriage equality coming in, saying he's hopeful maybe within a year or so we might have that equality.
Well, let's hope.
Well, you know what, Rachel, I say I'm the eternal optimist, but I've got to say I have been signing petitions. I've been going to rallies now for 11 years, and we're always told, like, you know, just be patient, going to happen. This is four prime ministers or five prime ministers, I'm losing count now, and it's on both sides, so I'm not being in favour of Labor or Liberal, although good on Bill Shorten, but we've heard this before, and it just keeps dragging on and on and on. So I'm now beyond being anxious. I'm angry. I'm really angry. I think this is just an absolute disgrace that it's the year 2017 and things have changed in places like Ireland, Catholic Ireland, the UK, even the USA, and the world's still spinning. Mm-hmm. You know, life will continue on. The only difference will be that we will be equal with everyone else and we'll have the choice to get married or not be married.
Absolutely.
That's all we ask for.
Absolutely. I think as you did back in the days with Kyle and Jackie O and then Hamish and Andy, and what we do every day here at Joy is we tell our stories. We tell our stories. Yes. Of our lives lived as fully functioning human beings who love, who have a capacity to love and who are loved. And all we ask is to be treated equally. And that's why we still need Joy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? I have some straight and gay friends that say to me, oh, why do you want to get married and just, you know, be like straight people and conform to their sort of, you know, rules and regulations? Now, that's a fair point. If you want to be, you know, I say this jokingly, but if you want to be footloose, fancy free and single for the rest of your life, good luck to you. That's great. But you know what? For those of us that want to actually take the vows and express to the world, express to our families and friends that we want to get married, we should have the choice. And while we're denied that choice, that makes us second-class citizens. And that, you know, I'm not being overly dramatic. It really does make us second-class citizens in the fact we can't choose.
Absolutely. Look, thank you so much for your time, Jeff. We do need to get moving. We have to get to the news headlines at 6:30.
Sorry, I'm preaching.
No, I'm preaching again. Well, this is it. We need to get the message out there. We need to make sure people understand that it's not okay that we are not being treated equally. And for those who want to, this is the platform to do it.
Thanks, Joy FM. Love everything you guys do.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff. You're on Joy 94.9.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
We still need Joy.
Program director Chris Tate has this big bushy beard, right?
He's been growing it out just for us.
Mark and Luke have decided as bears that the beards are their identity, blah, la, 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 la.
Oh,
so
wow.
They refuse to shave them off.
Jeez.
For a good cause.
Wow.
So Chris Tate is going to, for every single membership and donation that comes in, we're going to shave a smidgen off his beard.
It's a little bit for each one.
Oh my God, what bit do I do?
All right, SJ, get stuck in. Here we go.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, wow.
You have to do it so hard.
I do.
Okay, he likes it rough. It's
pain
okay.
Pain is good.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to become a barber. This is like fantastic.
Found a new calling, which is amazing.
I love inflicting pain and making people suffer. It's like my best thing.
Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon. We still need Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station.
Joining us now is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. So you have a story of what Joy means to you and why we need Joy.
Yeah. Well, I found Joy 94.9 on my FM dial before I found the door handle to the closet. It was actually a really, it might sound a bit funny, but it was actually a really important part of sort of becoming more comfortable with myself and knowing that out there, there was a community in Melbourne. Because, you know, like in high school, I remember there was like Will and Grace and Queer as Folk and stuff on TV.
On TV, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Great but show. I remember getting my pee plates and just sort of discovering joy on my car radio FM. And it was great sort of, you know, also like all the disco music and all that sort of stuff. Was all kind of, yeah. It's all the stuff that was playing at bars and clubs, etc. And that I was sort of dipping my toe in the water at that stage, you know, as a young twink starting out.
Starting out.
And I think actually it's really important to just have joy. You know, I think this year the slogan is we need joy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true because even though we have a lot of, I mean, now I live in a really, you know, I have a lot of gay friends and I'm out of the closet and all that sort of stuff. And I've, but it's easy to forget that there is still some people that are struggling with that identity or coming to terms with it just on their own, in their own way. And it can be really useful to have just healthy, positive media representations of our community and people.
And I think hearing our own stories, our own voices, our own stories, our own experience, our own lived experience.
Yeah.
Presented over the radio so you hear us in the car. It's very, very intimate.
Yeah, it is actually. It's kind of like talking to a friend sometimes. It's you have that kind of voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Adam.
Thank you.
Joy. Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.